You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Day before yesterday, I was feeling around on my scalp over by my left temple, up a little bit higher, up under the hair, though. And there's a little, I don't know, like a little bump thing. And it's been there for a while, a couple of months. And I kept thinking it was fallout from that spill that I took on the running those mountain trails.
Oh, yeah, you fell down.
Because I fell, and I not only scarred up my legs and my arms, but one of the times I went down, I banged my head on the side, boom, on the trail.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wonder if that's just some little thing.
There's a tree branch in there.
So after all this time, I was, you know, how you do, you just kind of worry over something, you know, with your finger, like, what is it? What is it? I finally asked Gretchen, and she took one look. She's like, oh. She goes, that doesn't look good. That looks like some sort of, like a cancerous mole or something.
That's dangerous stuff, man. That can turn into death.
She's like, you need to go see a dermatologist immediately. So the very next day, yesterday, I got on the phone. I got a recommendation from my primary doctor of which office to call. He recommended a dermatology office, so I called them, and they said, well, we actually have an opening today at 3:30 because we've had a cancellation. If you want to come in today. And I said, absolutely. And they said, you'll be seeing Dr. I don't want to say the doctor, Dr. Jones. You'll be seeing Dr. Jones. I'm like, great, fine. Let me see Dr. Jones. So I go in, and a couple of kind of interesting thing happens. First, there's, you know, the nurse in the little room who gets your information and talks to you. And then another doctor walks in who I think is Dr. Jones, but it's a woman. And she goes, I'm sorry, Dr. Jones is busy right now. So I'm kind of filling in. We're kind of tag teaming.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of tag teaming.
All right.
What seems to be the problem? And I explained. And she goes, well, let me take a look. And as soon as she takes a look, she gets quiet. Now, as you might imagine, I was hoping that the first words out of her mouth would be, oh, yeah, that's nothing.
It's a tick. You got a tick.
Don't worry about it. That would have been funny. But instead, she's kind of quiet. She goes, I was like, what is that? And so, you
what
know how
mean?
We are as patients. We're trying to interpret sounds.
Yeah.
And she's gotten quiet, and then she finally goes, I'm like, well,
what does the mean? Is this bad or good
And she kind of pulls back, and she goes, I'm going to go get Dr. Jones. And I was like,
No, now they're double doctoring up. They're tag teaming your lump.
I'm like, now suddenly, I was not that concerned. I was concerned.
Yeah. But now.
I wasn't that concerned.
Now you're.
Until.
Concern level 10.5.
I'm going to tell the rest of the story out of order. I'm going to give you the final prognosis from Dr. Jones. Is that it wasn't bad at all. It's not
good.
It's not a thing.
Good.
Dr. Jones is like, we can just burn that off. You know, the like, what's that cold stuff
the
that they put on
liquid nitrogen or whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Do that. So everything's going to be fine. I do have to go back in a few weeks to check it again, but it's fine. But the funny part then is that, you know, because I'm sitting there all worried, and this doctor leaves, comes back, and pretty soon Dr. Jones comes walking in. And Dr. Jones is about the hottest doctor I have ever seen in my life. I mean, this woman, like early to mid-30s, who comes breezing in, and she looks like a model. I mean, it's insane.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, my God, I have the hottest doctor on the planet. And before women get mad at me for saying this, you know, first of all, I've spent 20 years having to listen to you guys drool over Dr. McDreamy and Dr. McSteamy and everything.
Sure. It's a,
so you can shut up. I mean, this is equal time right here is
absolutely.
What this is.
Absolutely.
But she was also super cool. Like, and she looked at everything. She was explaining stuff. And I was like, she knows her stuff, man. She's good. And she's like, we're going to do this little thing where we have to, you know, freeze it off. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And it takes a while because the can of it, it almost looks like a can of WD-40, right?
Right,
with a little nozzle sticking out. And it doesn't work. She's like, oh, my God, it's not working. We got to get another one. They get another one. It doesn't work. She's like, I got to get another one. And this whole time I'm thinking, this is great.
More time with my hot doctor.
Take as much time as you want.
In fact, I found some other moles that you need to look at while I'm here.
Yeah, you know, and I'm in my brain, I'm thinking, you know, at the end of this, she's going to say, do you have any questions? And what do we all say as patients? I don't have any questions. And I'm thinking, yeah, maybe what I do is, yes, what are some of the best practices for protecting against skin cancer?
How long have you been doing this?
And then after she answers that, I was like, what are some of the biggest misconceptions about sunscreen? And then when she answers that, I'm going to tell you about some of the studies that examine the relationships between tanning beds and potential cases of melanoma. She gets ready to walk out. She goes, I'm going to need to see you again in about 4 to 6 weeks. I go, sure, I can be here in 3 weeks.
Yeah, you're like, can we make that sooner?
I can be here in 2-3 weeks.
What are you doing tonight?
So I got
excellent,
home.
Excellent.
And Gretchen's like, what did the doctor say? I said, I couldn't, I don't know.
No idea.
I forgot everything she said. I said, she was stunning. And Gretchen just laughed. She goes, that's fine. As long as it gets you into the doctor's office, then get your horny self in
it.